Good morning. We continue Chiyot Hilchos Shabbos. Kol Hei, I want to apologize for the hiatus that we had over the summer. Beshem, we'll get back to a regular schedule now. So we're holding in Kol Chaf Hei in the last simon. So the Mishnah says Ha'orig beis chutim, and then it says a pitzeya beis chutim. Person takes out two chutim, so a person is going to be doing malacha. So what is the malacha of taking out chutim? The Rambam shemoytzi hashesi min ha'ariv or lehepach. The Rambam understands that it's referring to when you a weave is when you have threads going in a perpendicular directions from other. That's what holds it and makes a garment. You have threads going north south and threads going east west. A person undoes that. She takes out some of those chutim, which are woven so. That's considered the act of pitzeya, according to the Rambam. Person needs a thread, so person will take out some of the threads from the weave to use. So it's not a destructive act; it's a constructive act because he needs those threads. So a person that's going to be usur. The Rabbi says a different shot. Rabbi says a fascinating idea. So the person has woven this garment on the loom. So how do you get it off the loom? He has a nice piece of cloth, which is on the loom. The next step is he has to take it and to sew it together, cut it and sew it together in the right shape, which is the act of toifer, etc. But he has to get it off the loom. So the Ravid says the malach of taking it off of the loom is considered a malach in and of itself, even though he has not undone any of the weave that he's planning to use. So when he cuts it off of the loom, that's considered the malach of the Ravid. Shechotel beis chutim achar riga min ha-maseches is chayv. Maseches is a name for the cloth which is attached to the loom. It's a mesudar on the loom. So a person cuts that off, so he's going to be chayv. The shear for chiyuv is even if he does not detach the whole thing, he only detaches two chutim from the loom, that's already going to be chayv. The mishnah says a pitzeya beis chutim. So it means the chiyuv already starts. We might have thought when he removes the whole cloth from the loom, he's done something of significance, and then he's chayiv. Until then, he's not chayiv. According to the Rabbi, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that that's not true. Chayiv. So now in the parentheses, it gives the following calls out Timsa Barama. Sarach lahazel arifah yisrael shesichem chutin nifrodim. So a person is a doctor and they need sometimes to sew stitches. They don't have stitches. They don't have thread. So they need to get thread. They need to get strong thread. So So they take a piece of cloth and they pull out some threads to use them for the purpose of sewing a bandage to hold it in place or for stitches, etc. So that's the case. That's the Rambam's understanding of what the malacha pitzei is. That's the malacha d'oraisa, what a person just did. A person would do that. So we mentioned that there a scenario where there's a play out in a person's life. A person has a garment and it's fraying at the edges, and he has like a thread which is partially out. He says, it doesn't look nice. He just wants to pull out the thread to sort of even out the end. That would be an act of pitzeya, according to the Rambam. Two chutim is chayiv. One chut already is also innocent deraisa. So a person has to be careful not to do that. As I said, we will start the next klal, the malachas of kosher and matzer, and in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.